welcome to September 23rd Supervisor Meeting. And I see only one of us remembered at this first Wednesday.
And it's not the 23rd, and it's not Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. It's first Wednesday. All right, I'll just shut up and answer my notes. Change to the agenda?
No.
And we'll have reports from our department heads. Ms. Johnson?
Good morning. Last week was the 29th, was the final day for the City of Burlington candidates to file papers. We only had three people, so we will not be having a primary for the City of Burlington. I was gonna bring in a list of all of the seats that are open for all the other small cities and schools, but I didn't bring that in. And their filing deadline is September the 19th at 5 p.m. So that's, right now, we're just waiting for papers to come in. We have had three small cities file papers, I mean, three candidates for all the other cities and schools file some papers. Need more to come in, so next week I'll try to bring a list so that they know what all seats are open, so. But it's also, you know, all the candidates, everybody that's interested needs to check with their schools and their cities. And anybody that files for the school has to file with their city school secretary, or their school secretary, excuse me. All cities come here. It's been a nice long weekend.
I think you involved us all working together.
No. Oh, my, next person.
No comment. How's everything, Sheriff's Department?
Everything's going well.
Chief?
Everything's going very well. Got nothing for the board today, though.
Quiet weekend then, huh?
I don't know, I wasn't here. Just got back yesterday.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Busy weekend, but everybody be good themselves. Naps, life as usual.
That's great. Reading for planning.
Land use, not a whole lot going on right now. Have been clearing up a few loose ends, some old paperwork we had from Jeff that we hadn't quite finished looking through yet. So we're looking at a few of these miscellaneous cases that were still out there. Got a couple of those resolved. Starting to look ahead to the ordinance updates, getting some notes together for the next zoning commission meeting. We'll have an overview of some of our initial proposed changes there. Haven't scheduled that yet, but just looking to whenever that next meeting with the next couple months or so. And apart from that, nothing on the agenda today, nothing else to report.
Okay, thank you. Secondary roads.
Good morning. We are in the early stages of a pinch project on Dodgeville Road, just called the first mile roughly off the end of the pavement. So just a heads up on that, just doing the disking part of it right now. And then Pleasant Grove Road is in the process of being closed. So the contractor's getting ready to start up on that project. So that's that paving project, should last roughly a month. So,
the whole thing?
Huh?
The whole thing?
No, just the west of the quarry. That first 1,000 foot or so. So basically from Beaverdale Road down to the quarry is gonna be closed, that segment. So, but it's closed completely, so. We did do a press release on that, but a road like that, there'll be people that, and we called the quarry, they were gonna let contractors know as best they could, but don't be, if you get a call or something, have them call our office, because it's almost impossible to catch everybody on something like that. So a lot of people use that road, so. Moving along, Sperry is moving also. They set beams last week and we'll go from, yeah. So things are going.
Frazier.
Good morning. Just busy collecting taxes, and I do have a couple of agenda items, but that's it.
Okay. Lawyers, law.
We're busy.
Attorney.
It's been a quiet couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll stay that way. So we have a pretty heavy jury trial docket for the remainder of the year. I think there's anywhere between 2 and 3 murder trials that'll be coming up between now and the end of the year. So just getting ready to delve into those.
Well, I hope it gets to the place where the law has everybody thrown out as bad and y'all just coast.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I doubt it. Not until Ken fixes their mental problems.
We're working on mental health, for sure.
I don't think that's the issue in our murder case.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's the cause of the mental health, I think. Well, anyway, how are things?
Okay, well, where the region is working on, you know, we've got an RFP out for mobile crisis, request for proposal for that. We didn't really get huge response on our RFP, but we have a meeting this afternoon to talk more about contracting just for a very small part of the region to get started in mobile crisis. That's one of the core service, new core services for adults. So we got a provider that's willing to do just one or two of our counties, not in Des Moines County, but up Washington and maybe another county or two, parts of counties. And there's more meetings we're having on it, but we're just trying to get our feet wet and get into doing some mobile crisis so that we're meeting that code, that core service. So got another meeting at 3:00 today on it.
Okay, well, thanks for all your hard work.
Thanks.
Do you have anything, Jim?
Did you get Janelle?
Yeah. Thank you for that. She didn't have anything but a gin tonight. That's perfect. Correspondence. I see I have none. Discussion vote. Accounts payable claims. We have a grand total of $814,159.93.
Moved. Approved.
Second.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. I see Brian bought a road grader and it must pay for a road.
In construction.
That's that grader we got to see the other day on that road tour, wasn't it?
Yes.
Class C liquor license for the Yarmouth Filling Station. Any trouble up there in Yarmouth?
Not recently.
Well, those barbers being good boys.
Of course, this place has been closed down for a while, so.
Yeah, that's right.
As soon as it opens up, we'll have problems up there.
That's being optimistic. What's your wish?
Move to approve.
Second.
We'll give them a chance.
Carrie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes. I hope they're successful.
Hadn't been closed for a while.
No, they've been open for a while, but this is just a renewal.
They've been open for a while.
And we've eaten there. That's good.
Well, I haven't heard anything out of them, so it must be good.
Must be good.
Yeah. I suppose they're drinking beer, so it must have been good.
Approval of homestead credits and military exemptions. Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes. Is resigned. Ramona Knotts, unpaid time off. Cynthia Bowen. I guess we're out of the jail.
Yeah. Move to approve the correction center.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Emergency management, Cynthia Bowen. Probation, new rate.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Secondary roads. That must be the engineer's office, huh?
Yeah, it's our two summer kids left.
Eric Marshall, and termination, and seasonal worker Travis Hall is we're done for the summer.
Move to approve.
Second.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. And his office, Ashley Sherwood, is a few days without, because of recruit time had been completed, so.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Reports. Jail stats, and that report will be in the auditor's office for your viewing pleasure. Minutes for a meeting on August 20th.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. And minutes for regular meeting August 27th.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Other business. Future agenda items.
Bob, I need to get with you guys to go over that USG mineral rights purchase. If you want to have a work session or if you got questions about it, just comment about we have a work session. I'd like to get that on.
Probably should do a work session.
Okay.
So see the boss over here.
Want to do one after next week's meeting?
That'd be fine, man.
Next week?
For sure.
You let me know how to list that.
Okay. And then that'll require a public hearing. Can we just go ahead and schedule the public hearing then? Because this will give us our 10 days. Not next week, but the week after.
Did you want to talk to them first, or did you want to?
I mean, we could always scratch it.
Because we're going to have to advertise for that. So.
Right. Because we'll need. Rather than having it two meetings afterwards, because you got to do 10 days, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we could just put it on the following, then we could always scratch it off if there's stuff that needs done. But that way it doesn't put us two meetings out from a work session, because that'll put us to the 1st of October if we do that.
Okay, you need to get it taken care of before October?
Not necessarily. It's just, I'm a year into it already.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things I would like off my back.
We have to scratch it. That we've got money invested in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather not do that.
You'd rather have a work session first and then
work session first and then
schedule a public hearing.
If we go ahead and do that, then if we do scratch it, we're so.
Yep. No, that'll work. We'll just do it that way. We'll schedule it then if the
discuss it at the work session next week.
Okay. Public comments. Anybody public wish to address the board, please stand. State your name and address.
No committee reports.
Committee report. I got a committee. I had one. DESCOM. It was exciting, wasn't it?
We read about it.
I told him that my opinion was that my biggest objection to it was TIF districts. That's a perpetual motion machine. When you go to TIF into a area like that, they raise the taxes on the. We would raise their taxes for their TIF district, and they pick up all the money, and then we raise everybody else's taxes to make up for it.
Yep.
So, I think it's unsighted justice. Whatever Lisa would put out on that name. The representation of it's a, what was the Tea Party about? You know what I mean. Any rate, and there's a few other objections I would have if they would, you know, they've got it scheduled, so they have four votes and the rest of us only have three. That would probably have to change if we're going to collect taxes.
Exactly.
So, they have a good organization. And it's all divided out. Everybody's paying so much a person. So it's all paid for by the head. How much fair you can get. Just who is going to do the collecting. And I just assume each body will collect for themselves. Do you have anything else, Jim?
I don't have any meeting.
Then we'll do the public input, and there's nobody rising, so we'll adjourn if you say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're out of here. Thank you all for coming.